What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Obviously, I want to be as candid with you guys as possible. I kind of like have a thing where talk about my personal life with people I don't know personally. I'm pretty sure everybody here, men and women, are great people, but you know what I'm saying? I kind of keep my personal life personal. I had a conversation with Graves, obviously. I'm going to echo everything that he said. He told me, you know, hoping everybody making good decisions, you know what I'm saying? And I had a conversation with people in the building as well, so, you know, everything else is everything else. You know, the particulars is all internal.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons, that was the voice of Stephon Diggs down at Foxborough today talking to the media. Although not really answering any questions about the viral, infamous video of him on a boat with lots of ladies and an envelope full of Himalayan sea salt.
It's like a Ziploc of decorative sand.
Yeah, no, it could be anything. Ted Johnson also here. Teddy.
Hey, guys. How are we doing?
We're doing well. So Stephon Diggs doesn't want to talk about it, which I get. I wouldn't want to either. He wants us to respect his privacy, which I get, although it would be easier to respect his privacy if he was, I don't know, a private person and we didn't see everything he does on IG all the time. So there's a little bit of hypocrisy there with Stephon Diggs, right?
What do you expect, though? I mean, you know, that's probably the best way to play it if you're the player and if you're the team.
Also enjoyed that he said he talked to Vrabes and he talked to other people in the building. I'm guessing that some of those in last name would be Kraft.
I think so.
That had conversations. Maybe even an Elliot Wolf mixed in for good measure there.
Maybe Highsmith would get to him. Would he really listen to Wolf?
Quick side note. Alonzo Highsmith, one of the coolest people I've ever seen that I've never spoken with. I was observing him for a while yesterday. He has this weird mix of like badass ex-athlete, but you're not sure how old he is. Got a little like Ivan Fears, almost like Godfather-like view to him. I don't know if you happened to watch him yesterday,
no,
Ted. He's a badass guy. He's got gray hair, so I'm not even sure how old he is. I don't think he's that old. I think he's in his 50s.
I think he's in his late 40s, early 50s.
So, okay.
Spoke with him last year in the media room, or the media center at Gillette. Super nice guy. I was intimidated, like, that's Alonzo.
Came out with an LL Cool J, one leg up on his sweatpants, then went over. I'm sure everybody saw the drill by now on social media where Stephon Diggs and Kayshawn Booty were standing on the BOSU balls while catching passes, trying to balance on the BOSU ball.
Yeah, I saw that.
He joined that and was slapping them while they were trying to catch passes. He just seems... He's got this gig where he seems like a badass who knows a lot about football and is important in this organization, but I'm not sure what his responsibility is, and if it fails, no one's going to complain and say it was Alonzo Highsmith's fault. Seems like he's got a nice gig. Mm-hmm. Total side note. Back to Stephon Diggs. So we have another cut where, he doesn't share his personal life with people that he doesn't know personally, right?
Correct.
Well, except for Instagram, where he shares it with everybody in the entire world all the time.
But he feels personal to his followers on Instagram.
Okay, well, I'm a follower, so can I ask him questions and he'll answer them?
I would think so.
Do we know each other personally via IG? IG official?
Sounds like it.
The next cut here as a follow-up about the boat incident where we all saw him on the video with three women.
At least three women.
Well, there were... In his circle were three.
Oh, that
there
part.
A lot of other women before elsewhere the boat.
Before the slapping and the clapping guy.
Yeah, the slapping, the clapping, and all that. So here's a follow up on what would happen on the boat.
Obviously, it's a conversation, you know, that's happening internal. You know what I'm saying? I can't have too much of a conversation about it. But I've been in this league 10 years. You can format the question many different ways. You know, I'm gonna obviously answer it the same way. So.
Step one. Did you know it was being recorded?
Once again, you can format the question many different ways.
I don't think he knows what format the question means. Those are all different questions. Different questions are getting the same answer.
What was in the bag
me.
Versus did you know you were being filmed or two?
But you're asking about
different.
The same incident, and he's like, listen, I'm not giving you anything, so stop trying.
Yeah, I would. I actually wish he would just say that.
Say it like that?
Yeah, just be point blank. Say, listen, my lawyer has advised me not to talk about it. My coach has advised me not to talk about it.
My owner,
my girlfriend, my brother, my friends have all told me not to talk about it. So you know what I'm going to do?
Yeah.
Not talk about it. But what he did talk about, Ted, is your guy. And I'm interested in the collection of quotes I'm starting to get in how people view, see, react to Drake May.
Yeah.
So let's hear what Stephon Diggs, who could be his go-to guy, says about Drake May.
I like him. You know what I'm saying? I can't say too much because I haven't been out there much, but as far as like personality wise, he's a dog. You can tell he's a dog from the get-go. I can see he's committed to the process. He wants to play well. I know he's been here all spring, so just see him out there, and as far as like when I get back, he's been real helpful too. Like, you know, he know I haven't been here as much. I've just been trying to get right mentally and physically, as far as like being in the right space. I want my body to be in the right space, so when it's time to go, I'm right there for him.
So Ted Johnson, he says he's a dog.
How about that? That's good. It only matters what they think of him.
Right.
You know, and you're obviously alluding to my being a little bit skeptical of the personality and the leadership.
Yeah.
I want to see more out of Drake May. All that matters is if his teammates think he's a dog. It doesn't matter what I think.
And Robert Spillane was impressed with him. Nice interview, by the way. We listened to it before you got here.
Yeah, I just sometimes you got to ask the defensive guys what they think about the quarterback. I mean, they go up against him all the time.
And Robert Spillane is staring right at him like they're, you know, 6 yards apart, apparently, because he puts his toes at 6 yards. He's not a five or a four
he's
like
intense.
Keekly and Wagner.
My man is intense.
He was it's funny because I consider you an intense person, and you were the far less intense person in that interview.
You're no question.
He is serious.
I thought he might, just take a breath and relax. No, he was. And I was told by a couple media members before the interview that it's cliches. And I'm like, okay, all right. You know, and I just thought, maybe I told him, you know, I was drafted the year you were born and I played here 10 years.
Yeah.
Maybe just to give him a little bit of softening. And I think he did a little bit, but still he is, you know what? And that's okay. That position, this team, you need guys that football is, it's all they think about 24/7, 365.
Strikes me as a guy that is not able to dial it down and find his chill, except maybe around, because I saw that video that went viral of Spillane and his then only child in the locker room right after he signed with Vrabel, and Vrabel's playing with him, and he was being super dad, but then like he turns on a violent motor.
Why? Do you know why? Western Michigan, not highly drafted.
Well, that
had to fight
that.
And so that is, it's the Tom Brady thing. It's when you come in drafted lower or undrafted and you're given opportunities, you see that you cannot be cavalier with those opportunities, like ever.
100%.
You can't even for 1 year, one offseason, one game, one practice, take your foot off the gas. And so that's why he's as high wound up tight as he is.
And that's why most people, if they had told you, I work out 365, I train 365, I'd say, no, you don't. There's a few. Him,
no,
I believe.
He does.
Him, I absolutely. Because I think he believes the year I do 364 is the year I lose my starting job, or the year I'm cut, or
that's
the year
it.
Somebody passes me by because they did the 365.
Have to always
day.
Be looking for someone else to take your job who came from a school with a higher pedigree and a greater draft slot. 100%.
Circling back around to this Stephon Diggs audio. So he acknowledges while he offers up, I haven't been here as much. He offers that up, which we all know, but Mike Vrabel made it clear today he wishes Stephon Diggs had been here more often. But he said he had to get right, which I think you immediately assume, oh, ACL rehab, but he said mind right. What does that mean exactly? What do you think? And I know you're not Stephon Diggs, but I'm asking you as the former football player, like, is that just an excuse to get my mind right to be here? Like, wait, the other 89 guys don't need to get their minds right because they're here and they're working out. Like, I didn't love that answer.
There's a couple ways you can maybe interpret that. You can interpret that he's signed ultimately with a team he didn't really want to go to, but here he is. This is the only offer he got.
Yep.
So he's got to get his mind around the fact that the team he's playing for wasn't his first, second, third, or fourth choice. That could be one way to interpret it. Yep. Another way to interpret it could be, I got to get my mind right. I'm going to a new team, a new system, and I'm coming off of an ACL, and expectations are high, so I got to get my mind around that. There's different ways you could maybe look at it. Those are just a couple of maybe explanations as to what he is talking about. I don't get the sense that what happened in Miami a few weeks ago, that he's even that he loses a minute of sleep over that. No, I can't imagine he's getting his mind right over that incident, is my point.
Right. Or is his version of getting his mind right that boat? Was he getting his mind right in that video?
He's now officially entered. I'm not going to say it's like when Brady started dating Giselle or became part of the Gisellosphere, but like, this is now, he is with an international superstar.
Well, he was referenced last night by Kevin Hart in the open to
the BET Awards.
Yeah, the BET Awards.
Yeah.
So Kevin Hart's monologue, actually, sadly for him, he wasn't referenced. The incident and his girlfriend were referenced.
Correct.
He was just
but
not
he's part.
Named.
But he's part of that all now.
Yeah, but like, it felt kind of sad. I actually felt bad for him.
To some people, I don't. To some I get you, though. But to some people, like, for a long time, Tom Brady, the most iconic figure perhaps in the last 100 years in New England, maybe outside of JFK, was to a lot of people Giselle's boyfriend.
Right. Right. Yeah, yeah. No, I get that. But I think for Stephon Diggs, what he wants to be, I bet you he watches Kevin Hart say, that boat with Cardi B and that substance. And he's like, hey, wait, what about Stephon Diggs? Get my name in there. Squeeze my name in there. I want my name to be in there.
He's like, mention my Instagram.
Yeah, my IG. Get it out there for me, Kevin. I bet you that hurts him a little bit. But the biggest thing, all this is just talk, right? All this is talk. The boat, is Vrabel mad? Is Vrabel not mad? He's on the team. He's on the practice field. So therefore, he's going to be a member of the Patriots. Will he be ready to start the season? When will Stephon Diggs be on the field? He was asked it, and he answered it.
Oh, great question. We'll see how it goes. Obviously, you know, I'm making the rules. I'm grinding each and every day, though. Obviously, I can't do too much of the team stuff, but I'm eager to get out there. So whenever they do press the button, I'm going to be ready. I'm grinding, though, every day.
So he put it totally on them. Like, I'm ready. When they press the button, I'm ready. Physically. Now, we saw him, Ted. He looks pretty good. There's no brace. There's no obvious limp. I felt much better about his season seeing him in person yesterday on that practice field. From what you've seen the last couple days, do you expect him? Because we've seen before, sometimes guys start camp on PUP, right? Red jersey, and then it comes off or it doesn't come off. Do you think he's a PUP to start camp guy? Is he going to be on the field to start camp? Will he be on the field to start the year?
It would shock me if he's on PUP to start the season. I would be shocked. He looks pretty close to being ready, and that's in the training camp isn't for another 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't imagine him not being ready for week one. So when I watch Steph Diggs, I see a guy who's ready to go. That's what I see. I mean, he didn't do full team, but he did a half tempo team, which I didn't see the first day. So he did more today than he did yesterday, in my opinion. Look, he's the one that leads them on all the drills, all the bag drills, all the warm up drills. He's the first one. There is nothing in his gait that says, oh, he's favoring one side. He looks 100% healthy, even though he might not have gone 100%. It looks like in those drills when he's just doing quick little foot drills and cuts, it looks almost full speed to me.
Mm-hmm.
He's not full speed on the field, but in the drills off to the side, he is. So to me, and with camp 5 weeks away, and then you got another almost 4 to 5 weeks after that before week one, I would be shocked if he's not starting week one. And I will say this to you, it is interesting just to see him out there. What that does to the rest of the receiving group, it just kind of it gives credibility to it. It doesn't look nearly as daunting of a wide receiver group. If when he's out there, it looks, you know, more like a professional button up. And I think when he's out there, I feel like the level of play gets raised a little bit.
No question.
That's what I think they're paying him for.
That is, and I think it's the guy that's going to, I think, benefit the most. And I said this to you yesterday. They were kind of tied at the hip in practice yesterday. I didn't see it as much today. But I see more and more of a personality coming out, a more confident player coming out of DeMario Douglas. That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing he's being focused on. He's being thrown to. He's getting open. He's making catches. And then after he's making catches, he's letting everybody know about it. So he's having fun. And I can just feel that the Stephon Diggs presence is having a direct impact on DeMario Douglas. That is my feeling just in the last couple days.
I thought it would be the whole entire receiver room. Pop Douglas, but wow, because Diggs is bigger, like significantly bigger.
No, yeah, not significantly.
No.
I was surprised by how small Steph
Diggs
was.
Yeah, Diggs is not a big guy.
No.
He's like six foot, right?
He's bigger than DeMario Douglas. DeMario Douglas is by far the smallest guy out there, but Diggs is not as big. Big legs, but not tall,
right?
And not a big upper body frame.
No, he's a slot receiver. I mean, I don't know if he'll play the slot, but sort of in your mind, he's the mold and the build of a slot receiver. Yeah, one of my big takeaways from yesterday was just the competitive energy of that group at receiver, watching the drills, the various things, and there is no doubt that he is the fuel for that, the juice for that. That's why I think Mike Vrabel was so upset that he wasn't here, because I think he probably sees that when he's here and says, I need that every day. I need this group, all these other guys, to have that competitive juice, that competitive energy that you bring. Mm-hmm. And that's important, and that's why it's disappointing that you weren't here.
I will say this. One thing does disappoint me, because I don't think that was a very talked about point of the contract. Like, here's $200,000 for your workout. Are you going to be here? I just need to know. No? Look, I would have paid him. I mean, I've heard workout bonuses going anywhere up to $750,000, maybe even $1 million. Mm-hmm. I would have paid him. I would have tried to protect myself, but I would have put more money in there if that was going to guarantee he would have been here for the whole OTAs, because that's how important his leadership is around those young guys.
Yeah, and just to the not taking part in full team stuff they're doing, I've kind of just been told that means he hasn't passed his physical yet. He hasn't passed that. The misspeak from Ian Rappaport last week.
He said he's already passed his physical.
We're still in that little limbo phase where he hasn't been fully cleared to do every drill. But I agree with you. Just eyeball test. I'm not a doctor, so I don't know anything about physicals. Just eyeball test. Can he run around like the other wide receivers run around? It certainly looks like it.
So the big question, I think, then, back out fan-wise, would be, I wonder when they will administer it. Would it be that he would have to pass his physical? Would they try to administer it before training camp so he can be a full go?
I can't imagine. I'm surprised it hasn't been done.
Seven and a half months from ACL?
Camp is July 24th. If he's not passed that physical by July 24th, the first day of training camp, then I don't know what the rules are anymore. I think everybody has to have passed their test before the first day of training camp.
I think he will, and I think it's them protecting themselves for the next 5 weeks.
Training camp will be nine months to the day.
This is about the boat. It's not about the knee. This is about the ability to get out of the contract.
The knee is still a thing, though.
This is the ability to get out of the contract until he passes the physical. The second he passes the physical, then they owe him $12 million. Then they're going to be on the horn for $20-something million. So this 5 weeks, if he arrives here, whatever day they report, a week before the injured guys come.
Yeah.
But I think the injured guys usually a week before. So like the 17th, let's say. I bet you he passes his physical the 17th or the 18th because, okay, you were good. We had no more scandals. Here's your $12 million. Thank you. Now let's get to work and go play football.
Maybe so.
I really believe that's it. We do have Mike Vrabel is not the only throwback idea toward the dynasty days in Foxborough. Ted, I don't know if you'll remember this as much because I don't know when the trend started, but definitely in the dynasty, there was one theme that sort of went from one training camp to the next to the next. One was an undrafted rookie would make the roster.
Mm-hmm.
Another was a veteran offensive lineman who had joined the team decides he doesn't want to play football anymore and retires and leaves the team. It happened many, many times. Well, Patriots just announced that Wes Schweitzer has reserve retired, left the team, doesn't want to play football anymore.
That's unbelievable. He was competing for the left guard position.
Probably saw Cole Strange yesterday and said, no way I can top
Man, wow.
This is Schweitzer just pulled a Chooks Okorafor for? He's on a walkabout?
No. This is Chooks waited till the season. That was the debacle after he got benched. This was, and I could Google the list. I'm telling you, there was probably a stretch there where 4 or 5 years in a row, this type of guy, journeyman, guard, who is brought in to compete for like a swing tackle job, whatever, would be like, yeah, I don't really want to play football anymore. This is, and a guy that was in the rotation.
Small money deal.
Yeah, no, it doesn't cost him any money, so it's interesting.
It's surprising.
What's the implication there, Andy?
What do you mean the implication?
Like, why? Why for the past 5 years someone was like, eh, you know?
I don't know. Because it's hard to play football is part of it. It's hard to play football.
Going from team to team.
Also, yeah. I might argue, it's hard to play football for Bill Belichick. It might be hard to play football for Mike Vrabel. I don't know exactly how demanding or like if you're... You can't be half in for some coaches.
I will tell you this. If your compete level is not up to standard, you will stick out like a sore thumb on that team.
Yeah. He's a 31-year-old guy, so obviously he's been around the league a while.
Oh, yeah, no question. But last year, maybe he sticks it out because, yeah. Wait, do we just jog around for an
softer coach,
hour here?
Not as intense.
He doesn't seem to be an angry guy. Yeah. Maybe I can get a paycheck out of this
for a few
months.
Yep.
Back to the hard-ass days that cause retirements in training.
Eight years in the league. Last year, zero starts for the Jetropolitans, only 4 games played total. Maybe his body's not right, too.
Oh, I'm sure it's not. He's a football player.
A lot of guys are dealing with stuff that they don't want to tell the team. If they're a bubble guy, they conceal injuries, and so they try to play through them. And then some of them are like, if I tell the team I'm injured, then that gives them a reason to move on from me. So I'll conceal it. I'll try and work around it, and then you decide, hell, this isn't for me anymore.
Dan Ball,
here you go, Andy. From August 10th, 2003, 2 years ago, it was Joe Panos.
Yes, Joe Panos. He was one of them.
Last year, it was Rich Tilske.
Rich Tilske.
Who the f
Wait, this
is
was in
Rich
the Ted Johnson
Tilske.
Era?
It was.
So Joe Panos, Rich Tilske, who was next?
Brendan Stye.
Do you remember any of these names?
Yeah, I remember those guys.
Yeah, this was, Scar was too much for them. Camp is hard. I don't really want to play football anymore kind of thing. And now we have it back here in New England. Wes Schweitzer has decided to call it a
and
career.
And who was last year? Who was the swing tackle? Oh, was it McDermott?
Connor McDermott,
that's right. Is he still playing professional football?
I do not know. I'm not familiar on the Fighting McDermott family in the NFL.
I think he's done.
Up next on WEEI Afternoons, we'll continue to get Ted Johnson's thoughts. He's going to, I think, complain about the bubble like his buddy did. Mike Vrabel in his pre-practice press conference was like, it's awful small in there, and we kind of run into each other when we try to do drills. Bubble talk, Patriots minicamp talk with Ted Johnson next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Red Sox fell to the Rays at Fenway Park last night, 10-8 in 11 innings. Game 2 of that series is tonight. First pitch at 7:10. Lucas Giolito against Ryan Pepio on the mound. Here is Craig Breslow's starting lineup tonight. It's Jaron Duran in left. Then Rafael Devers, your DH. Abraham Toro at first. Carlos Narvaez is your catcher. Roman Anthony back out in right field. Trevor Story at short. Marcelo Meyer at third. Christian Campbell at second. And Seidon Rafaela in center field, batting ninth. Also from today, Roman Anthony has changed his jersey number from 48 to 19 ahead of tonight's game, the number he wore while he was down in Worcester. You can listen to tonight's game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcan tonight at 6:10, and Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks have the call of the game. Also from today, WEEI's Rob Bradford reports that outfielder Masataka Yoshida said he had a cortisone shot a couple of weeks ago and is now throwing out to 105 feet. Yoshida said he feels a lot better and that his realistic goal is to go on a rehab assignment either later this month or early next month. So do with that information what you will. In the Stanley Cup Finals, the Panthers beat the Oilers 6-1 to take a 2-1 series lead. Brad Marchand scored the game's opening goal 56 seconds into the opening period. Game 4 of that series is on Thursday night. Game 3 of the NBA Finals, meanwhile, is tomorrow night in Indiana. The Pacers and Thunder are tied at a game apiece. Tip-off for that one is at 8:30. The Patriots return to the field for day 2 of mandatory minicamp. Earlier today, Doug Kide reports that Drake May went 8 of 13 with an interception, while Josh Dobbs went 8 of 14, and Ben Woldridge went 2 of 5. And new within the hour, as announced by the guys a few moments ago, the team announced that veteran offensive lineman Wes Schweitzer has been placed on the reserve/retired list. He was signed as an unrestricted free agent from the Jets on March 17th, 2025. We all love the word free, so does Awaken 180. Medication-free, side-effect-free, and free support for life. Feeling great shouldn't come with an expiration date. Find your long-term solution at Awaken180WeightLoss.com. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Little bass to it.
These ones that have like a could be in a 70s cop show vibe.
Yeah.
His plays.
The blaxploitation era.
Right.
African American film studies class.
Move along, boys. Move
Dan
along.
Ball is stunned. He's got like his mouth agape. You didn't think I knew the blaxploitation era?
I just
filmmaking?
I don't know why I'm even surprised anymore. You come out with things. I'm like, all right, yep, didn't have that on my bingo card today.
Ted Johnson, Teddy's takeaways.
So we is awkward.
We got Ted Talk, where he talks to players or tells stories. We got Teddy takeaways when he's at a practice. So I want to know the first takeaway from the indoor practice today at minicamp.
I'd say Christian Gonzalez had the best play of the game or the day.
Oh, that's right.
So he had an interception. It was a 9-route up the right sideline.
Okay.
I forgot who the intended receiver was, but Christian Gonzalez, it looked like it was just overthrown by about 5 yards.
Yeah.
Gonzalez just puts out his right arm, hand, boom, one arm, one hand.
I'm telling you.
Ball just sticks right into his hand, pulls it in, interception. Very, very impressive. DeMario Douglas, he's all over the place. He
100 catches.
He gets open. He had a nice little
touchdown.
Take
the under.
He is going to work the middle of the field like you've kind of predicted, thought, said, and I was a little bit hesitant. He's really going to between the hash marks and 10 yards down the field, a little box, just paint a little box, and that is going to be where he works heavy. He's all the quarterbacks throw to him, and he gets open all the time. I thought Drake May, he had an okay day. What I am worried about is the ball does not come out of his hands fast enough.
Yep.
That is we need quicker solutions,
like,
or
long throwing motion.
It's like a little half pump fake and then step up, half pump fake and then step up. Doesn't know where to go. And then it eventually comes out, or he scrambles for the ball. Doesn't come out on time.
You
enough.
Think that is thought related? Is he thinking too much? Is he digesting the new offense?
It's hard. And I think part of it is Josh McDaniels. Don't throw an interception. Don't throw an interception. But if you don't like it, then they go to your second and third read. And so, yes, I think part of it is just the new operation, and part of it is just Josh McDaniels' little voice in the back of his head.
So I give Drake credit. He has talked about that, having to get through the reads quicker, not holding on the ball. If something is open, throw it. Don't wait for something better to come along, whatever. And your guy Vrabel talked about in his pre-practice press conference today, looking back at yesterday in the red zone, he said there were times Drake held on to it too long. He said, if you look at NFL red zone plays, it's boom, boom, ball better be out.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, ball better be out. And there were times yesterday when it wasn't out. It was still in his hands. And I think that is something he's going to have to deal with, because you mentioned Josh saying don't throw an interception. The other thing Josh doesn't want is a sack, though. So you can't hold. If you throw the ball into danger, he's going to be mad. But if you hold it into danger, he's going to be mad. You got to make quick reads. And that's where I do think, you know, if you're a DeMario Douglas fan, or if you're an Efton Chisholm fan, some of these guys that can get open, boom, 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 you're open, run that quick slant, throw it. I think they need to belabor that with Drake May, because the other stuff he can do, I think the other stuff comes more naturally. I don't think the Tom Brady, remember the Tom Brady against the Chargers when, what's his name, was bitching about Brady getting rid of the ball in like 0.9.
That was Joey Bosa, January 2019 in the playoffs.
That's
hey, bro, quick throwing it away so fast.
They need to show Drake May those videos, rep him in some of the, because the other stuff will come. I think he can hit the deep post or the nine route or any of those things later. So I do think that's interesting. But also, as a Drake May defender, it is June 10th. It is only the second day of minicamp. Nobody has pads on yet, so the process, trust the process. Have you heard that before,
I've
Ted?
Heard it. I've heard it.
Trust the process.
I've heard that, man.
If you're having the same concerns on, like, August 29th, we might be having a different discussion.
Yeah. So that was something that jumped out. It's just him holding the ball a little bit too long. I will say this. Travion Henderson, I think, is going to be the third down back. When you there was the ball to Ramondre drop in the red zone. Trayvon is just a better receiver.
How about that speed? I watched some videos from inside the bubble. That
very very
he gets
fast.
The motor going real quick.
Oh yeah, he very is fast. Explosive. So what about
and one more thing about Travion Henderson? There was that little nice little corner blitz that they did, and it was the line moved away from him, and it was a line moving slide left, and Travion came to the right with the blitzer coming off the right side. Picked him up perfect.
Oh, yeah. They
didn't miss a beat on the blitz pickup.
The scouting report on him is that's actually the best thing he does is pass protection. The other stuff, the playmaking, the hands, that's actually his
best.
Got
to a point where people already started the same way. It was like, oh, Chris Hogan played lacrosse? Really? Like, people are like, oh, you're kidding. Travion Henderson, pass pro. No kidding.
But you bring him up as the potential third down back. What about Antonio Gibson? Did you notice Antonio Gibbs?
Because you know what, he's out there too, man. He's out there too, not as a third down guy.
I think Travion Henderson might be the three down guy, not the third down guy. The three down guy. I am starting to buy into him.
I notice more Antonio Gibson than I do Ramondre Stevenson, and that's
not
weird.
Great.
It's weird. Ramondre, I thought he was a little bit bigger. I mean, without pads on, it's just, you know, Antonio Gibson thicker. Travion's a small guy, so it's not he's more of a. Kind of a bowling ball butcher knife. He's just a little, you know, he's a little bit of, he's shorter but stocky.
Yep.
I don't know. Ramondre, it's going to be interesting. They will use three backs.
Yeah.
But on third down, it will be Travion is my feeling.
And doesn't this ride like part and parcel with how much James White tape he says he's been studying as well? Like he said with a post practice quote today was he said, "Yeah, I watched so much James White. He damn near looked like a receiver out there."
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. And that leads to another big observation, which I'm a big fan of this aspect of an offense. I think teams that can execute a good screenplay It's just a weapon that you can use. The Chiefs, you know, back in the day, it was the Green Bay Packers. There were certain teams that executed screens so perfectly, and it can be a huge weapon. Josh is a big fan of screens. James White got a lot of his yards off of screens.
Yep.
I think you're going to see a very, very complex screen game, and Travion Henderson will be leading the way.
And he is more explosive than James White. James White is the best screen back I've ever seen. James White was like, the safety should get him, but somehow just misses him. Like, everything was, like, perfectly timed with James White, perfectly read, the cuts, the whole... Travion Henderson is just flat-out explosive. He could embarrass some people physically if you give him some opportunities in the screen game. So, and we know Josh, in his heyday, was a screen offensive coordinator.
They haven't had this guy since, literally, James White. And also, Travion Henderson had the highest top-end speed in college football last year.
Oh, yeah, no, he's...
22 miles per hour.
They haven't had anyone like him. No. We can talk about the good line of Shane Vereens and Danny Woodheads and James White and Kevin Falk. Travion Henderson could be the most explosive of any of those guys we've seen. And they were all good in their own way. They were all staples of the offense. Okay, another takeaway.
Another takeaway is... I'd say the receiver that jumped out the most besides the two I've mentioned was Kayshon Booty. So Kayshon Booty feels as if he is going to be part of the plan, at least as of today. So that was that. Efton Chisholm, who you love.
All right, we got to get an Efton Chisholm note
Didn't see much of him. Didn't see much of him, really.
Well, I like you, Ted.
So that was...
The reason why is because they're stashing him away. They don't want other teams to get a look.
Guy's
already in the Hall of Fame. You guys get ready for it.
I want to just give the defense some love. I just thought the defense, the way it moved, the way it made checks... the way they stemmed the defensive line, they're lined up in one front before the play, and then right before the snap, they stem them to another front. There was a lot of just good communication. I didn't see any breakdowns. Nobody was wide open. It looked like I didn't see two guys going in the same gap. The defense looked like a well-oiled machine. Now, it's without pads, but it just felt like that unit was on top of its stuff right there.
Something I wanted to ask you about. So I went back and listened yesterday. Patriots.com, great job putting up the press conferences of Barmore, Milton Williams, all those. I listened to all of them. And I believe it was Milton Williams who said, the entire defense is in. All our stuff is in. Is that, do you think that's accurate and logical? And
I think so, because they have so many, they meet more on the field than we ever did when I played. It was more, when we went out on the field, it was about conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
We had some OTAs, but not nearly the OTAs that they have now. And so they looked like a defense that had everything in. They looked multiple. They looked like they were disguising. They looked like they had all the checks to empty, to four wide. They knew what to do in every situation against every personnel grouping. And to me, that says a lot at this point. You know, for them to have that kind of, I would say, just understanding already of the defense is, and I don't know how advanced Vrabel's defense is. Once the game starts, I'll know for a fact. But it looks like it's a multi kind of dimensional defense that isn't easy to run. But they seem to have a grasp of it right now.
Aren't they doing this all without Terrell Williams as well?
Yes.
Like, he's still on medical leave.
Well,
so this is like,
he's zooming.
He can help from afar. He just can't be there.
Yeah, all off-the-field meetings he's zooming into and taking part in, he's just not out there on the field. Zach Kerr, I think that's his name.
I think that is his. The linebacker's coach.
Yeah, I was impressed with him when he had his press conference last week
correct.
And
Zach
the opportunity that he's having. The one, so Ted, I my three-point stance was repetitive today. I just don't get why people are sleeping on this defense. All this talk about the offense, everybody's, and I get it.
Well, it's natural.
It is natural, but... The defense looks loaded to me. They're not even allowed to hit yet. So Milton Williams is a guy that he makes it clear he wants to be violent. He wants to do violent things to the offense, and he's not allowed to do that yet. Like, he's licking his chops and looking forward. The only question I have on defense, I have two, and I don't know if you have these or if I'm, you know, the pass rush from the edge, I think, is going to be questionable work in progress with Landry. See what he has left in the tank. Keon White, is he going to be a factor there? Can he take the next step? Because I think inside they're going to be loaded with Milton Williams and Barmore. And the other thing is the depth in coverage. I think their two starting corners are loaded. Marcus Jones is a guy who I don't think is a great slot corner. And after that, I don't know how the depth comes into play, including free safety. They don't really have a free safety that is proven here. So, but beyond that, I look at a defense where I feel really good about like 9 of the 11 spots on the starting. I can't say that about the offense. Mm-hmm. I don't feel good about 9 of the 11 players on offense. So
I'd say safety. I think safety and linebacker are kind of maybe your biggest question marks. Clavion Chasen, who they got in free agency.
Yep.
He's pretty much pencil him in as a starter.
Oh, you like
him? Oh, I'm not saying I like him. I'm just saying he is going to be the starter.
Okay.
If the season were to start today. So number
pass
44.
Pass rusher out of LSU. Yep. Do you upside there? Should I learn his name?
Oh, you're talking about Clavin Chasen. That Clavin kid, the Chasen. Guy that played for the Jags and the Raiders.
Yeah.
Free agent. Yes.
Because they got two. Just to clarify, we get confused here. They drafted the LSU guy, Swinson.
Correct.
And they added the Chasen. I think a lot of people in the car were like, huh?
No, it's two different guys. It's a veteran free agent edition and a mid-round draft pick edition, both out of LSU.
I believe I said Clavon Chasen.
Yes, yeah, you did. Right.
I literally got confused because I was like, wait a second, Chasen, the kid they drafted at LSU?
Nope.
That's Swinson.
Two LSUs, different guys. So you like that, or is the edge pass rush a point of weakness, or could be?
It's going to be fine.
Okay.
Because look, I think the strength of this defensive line is going to be in the interior rush.
They really are.
So look, Vrabel was a great outside linebacker. He wasn't the most dominating edge rusher. He was a good edge rusher, but it takes more than just being a great pass rusher to play on the edges in this defense.
Tell me why it's overly simple for me to say they're going to want to double both Milton Williams and Christian Barmore, and they can't double both Milton Williams and Christian Barmore.
Oh, yeah, no way. No
right?
way.
Uh-huh. I mean, isn't that how I look at this defense? And if one of them is one-on-one, I expect them to win that battle.
That's the theory.
75% of the
time. That is the theory.
Okay, and that is why I think this defense is going to be really good. If those two guys stay healthy, and Christian Barmore talked about it, I think he actually told us something that I'm not sure we knew, the blood clots. He said it was his lungs. He basically said, I couldn't breathe. And I think he kind of inferred or told us that it was blood clots in his lungs, which was actually something that affected David Andrews a few years back when he had issues in Colorado. And it
that's a concern. If we're being honest, those things are touch and go. They don't just always completely go away.
Right. But if he's on the field and Milton Williams is on the field, I feel good about this defense. Mike Vrabel, though, he feels good about his defense, but he could always feel better about his defense or his offense or his special teams. He was asked about the possibility of pursuing available talent this summer, and he's always willing to listen. We'll hear from Mike Vrabel, and we'll talk about some of the guys that are available, potentially, across the NFL for the Patriots to pick from. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
So one more day of mini camp tomorrow. What's going to be your message to the guys when they go off for the next 5 weeks before training camp?
Well, this is the most important 5 weeks of the offseason. I mean, people talk about the OTAs and the 9-week program and an extra week you get as a new coach. But to me, it's the 5 weeks from the end of mini camp to the start of training camp, which will define and help define your season. And so it's critical that they're working and they're training and they're...
Good quick point that I don't want to turn this into a big argument, but...
So let's.
If Jerod Mayo gave his team the last day of mini camp off, wouldn't it be criticized? Oh, he's not ready. It's laissez-faire. It's Camp Mayo.
He did give the last day off.
Yeah, and it was criticized.
More than just the last day off, he went to the bubble on a rainy Tuesday as well.
Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was also, didn't they start their offseason program a week late?
Well, they could have started a week early, and they said they weren't ready, so they didn't use the extra week.
Okay, well, the point is, it was starting to pile up.
Yeah. It's interesting the way we perceive things, because I do think Vrabel's a hard-o coach and an old-school coach, and I like everything about him, but it's interesting that he decided to wrap it up after 2 days, and as Fitzy noted, it's interesting they went inside. Now, I would go inside, too. To me, there's there's no reason to be out in the rain and the
You wouldn't
drizzle.
Get anything done.
Right. It's sort of useless. But it's funny how we sort of make narratives out of these little bullets, and we go in certain directions depending on how it works. So Mike Vrabel was asked today by Tommy Curran, our buddy, who we'll talk to on Thursday at 3:30, as we always do. He was asked a couple questions. Clearly, Tom is using Trey Hendrickson, not at Bengals camp. Terry McLaurin, not at Commanders camp. And TJ Watt, not at Steelers camp, as a jumping off point for Mike Vrabel, asking him, you know, might you be interested in monitoring these situations across the league? And Vrabel, I thought, had an interesting answer.
Would you guys constantly be monitoring all discussions?
I think that we have to. Again, it would go for the ability to acquire good players, good people. And I feel like it can help us at any position. So what those situations are throughout the league, but I'm all for trying to make the roster better any chance that we can.
That's the obvious answer, don't you think?
Well, especially for a team that has won a total of 4 games each of the last 2 seasons. Yeah. If you were coming off back-to-back Super Bowl titles and you're loaded, the Eagles, for example, the Eagles are a team that maybe doesn't need to monitor every player that's become available because they have a pretty loaded roster on both sides of the ball. Mm-hmm. But if you're the Patriots and Mike Vrabel and you're turning your culture over and your team kind of stunk before this season, yeah, you want everything. So let's take it the next step further. Terry McLaurin. He's not in camp with the Commanders. Mm-hmm. Wants a new contract. 30 years old, I believe. I've always thought one of the most underrated number one receivers in football. I think he is a stud of a receiver who's been buried in Washington for the bulk of his career. Should the Patriots make a... legitimate, not just, hey, is he available? Should they make a legitimate run at Terry McLaurin?
No, not now.
No.
If you were thinking that way, you would have done it already. We're too far into it to bring in someone like that. The contract will be too complex. And they're not going to give up draft equity or players to bring in a guy that then they got to turn around and give millions and millions of dollars to.
You'd probably give him $100 million.
Yeah, they're not doing that.
For a guy who turns 30.
I mean,
You know who does need Terry McLaurin? The Washington Commanders.
The interesting thing is the Patriots had the most money to spend in free agency. They spent the most money in free agency.
Yep.
And they still have the remaining amount left is the most of any team in free agency.
And that's why I think it's fun to at least have these discussions, because that's not like, you know, some teams would probably have to cut somebody to make the cap numbers work, whatever. They could do a Terry McLaurin deal. If they wanted to, they could send a second round pick and bring him in and sign him to a 3-year, $100 million extension or whatever it would take, and boom, you'd have Terry McLaurin, Stephon Diggs, and Pop Douglas, baby. I kind of like the sounds of that.
You talking yourself into this, or is that
I would do it.
Second you would do round, it?
Yeah, because then I would be joining Ted in the double-digit win category. With the way I've fallen in love with the defense over the last week plus, seeing them in action, and now you add Terry McLaurin to Stephon Diggs, who I've kind of seen that he looks like he's going to be healthier than I thought he might have been. Yep, I'm talking my Travion Henderson. All of a sudden, Drake May is the lone question mark. We're giving him a line. Mm-hmm. We're giving him receivers. We're giving him an explosive running back. We gave him a great offensive coach. Boom, we're cruising,
and then what,
baby.
What if, and then if he doesn't make that leap, then you...
Then we're porked, and at least we know we need a quarterback.
Now we got Terry McLaurin we're paying a ton of money to. And now
yes, Dan Ball?
We also saw it confirmed earlier this week that Chris Godwin's offer for $30 million from the Pats over multiple years was legit. So that would suggest maybe they are in the market for that kind of move that you would consider to be risky for a 30-year-old.
Oh, nonstop. It was Chris Godwin. It was Rashad Bateman, who they apparently had conversations with the Ravens before the Ravens extended him.
Helped him get rich.
Diggs
doesn't qualify as risky? My God. Knee and behavior?
And
it's a twofer.
Yeah, everything, and Cardi B, and everything that comes with the boat.
Off-field, on-field, it's
and
a double.
And Terry McLaurin, as far as I know, is as clean as the freshly fallen snow in that area. I have never heard a Terry McLaurin, especially in that organization where they had all kinds of issues throughout the organization. So I know we play radio and we make it sound simpler than it is. Ah, just send a second round pick and sign him for $100 million. But in reality, if they wanted to send a second round pick and sign him for $100 million, they could do it today. Now, Fitzy, I think you made the best point. The team that needs Terry McLaurin more than the 31 other teams is Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders, who went to an NFC title game and are trying to get over the hump, who brought in Laremy Tunsil, who brought in somebody else.
Jonathan Jones and Dietrich Wise.
Yeah, like they're trying to win. Mm-hmm. They're trying to get over the hump. Why would you get rid of your number one receiver?
It's interesting, though. You look at Terry McLaurin and his numbers. I mean, he's about as consistent as Chris Godwin is. I mean,
yes.
He does. Mm-hmm. He has played in 17 games 5 years in a row. I mean, he's had 1,000-yard seasons 5 years in a row.
With all kinds of quarterbacks.
And that is...
Might have had five different quarterbacks.
That is, that's the model of consistency right there. So if anybody was deserving of a big deal, it would be Terry McLaurin.
All right, up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we got to get back to the Boston Red Sox, because the Roman Empire has begun, and the Roman Empire has already fallen. The Boston Red Sox lose in extra innings. Roman was pulled for a pinch hitter. Roman had errors. Rafi Devers is still doing Devers things. I want to talk a little bit about him. A little Red Sox talk and, dare I say, maybe Ted Johnson-led bashing here on WEEI Afternoons. Up next.
I'll give you my crap and you give me your best player.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like.
Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.